to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Straney, and now Damien Leith.
Welcome along to the potty. It's Jade Straney and the little Irish bloke called Damien Leith.
I really have to tell you guys, I'm not that little.
You are little. You're a little man.
You're creating this image out there that I'm a leprechaun.
Let me tell you.
that I am a little guy with like a shillelagh under his arm.
Jarvis and
a little
Jagger
cap.
Are already bigger than you.
That is not true. That is not. Although
Jarvis is.
They're getting close.
No, he's not. He is about 5 centimetres just
That's
under
right.
me. Every centimetre counts.
And he's 5'10". So it won't be long.
that is just scandalous.
Scandalous on you. There
we go. There it is. Haven't heard scandalous for a couple of days.
There's been a lot of complaints around here by the overuse of the word scandalous.
Yes, there has been a lot of complaints.
Someone's given me a thesaurus and said you should try this.
What?
A thesaurus. Sorry. I said it in Australia. A thesaurus, right?
Who complained? Was it Big W? Was it Driven or was it DJ?
The whole lot of them.
All three of them.
Everybody took me aside and I was like,
oh, really?
This is scandalous. You're taking me aside to tell me about the word scandalous?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of like on The Princess Bride, you know, that little bald guy says, inconceivable.
Yes.
And then he uses it all the time when it's not even in context.
Yeah. That's a bit like Damien.
That's scandalous.
Hey, here's what happened in the show.
Do your kids ever take your phone and play with it? Like, are they, you know, on your phone playing games or whatever? Because I feel like the modern child now, they've got to always be on some sort of device.
Do they ever? Do they never? That's the whole question. I mean, they're always on your phone. They're constantly. If it's not my phone, it's Eileen's phone, and they're messing around with it and deleting things and adding stuff. Adding things.
Yes. I mean, the phones are good because they can distract your kids. And sometimes when you're out and about, you're like, oh, can you just play with my phone for a sec? But Lulu loves my phone, and the problem with her on it is because she likes to go on YouTube and watch Dixie Chicks as her favourite band at the moment. So she likes to watch Dixie Chicks. But the problem is if anyone's trying to call me or text me, she knows how to swipe them off.
Oh, she just says, get lost.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm in the middle of Dixie Chicks here. Get stuff.
Meanwhile, people are calling me going, Jade keeps hanging up on me. She's horrible.
Jade's so rude.
I know. That's
rude, Jade.
But so I didn't even know she could do that, but she can. And then on the weekend, I was having a bit of a shower, and while I jumped in the shower, she took my phone. I'm like, she goes, could you put on Dixie Chicks? Yep, sure. Here's the YouTube. Yeah. Go sit away and watch it so Mum can have 5 minutes in the bathroom by herself.
It's your only time for peace. Oh, I mean, you look forward to having to go to the toilet, don't you? Because you know you're going to be on your own, potentially.
Potentially, I was going to say, potentially. There's a 50% chance you won't be on your own in the toilet, in my household, but it seems to be the same in the shower now because I'm in the shower, washing my hair, having a sing, doing a little bit of Dirk or Ray.
Having a sing.
And then Lulu comes in and she's on the phone to Nana Nikki. Mum, Nana Nikki's on the phone. I'm like, didn't even know you could answer the phone. I know you can hang up on people, but I didn't know you could answer. I'm like, oh, tell Nana Nikki I said hi. And she goes, oh, Mum, you tell her hi. And then she whacks open the screen doors in the shower and then flips my phone around and she's got her on FaceTime.
Oh, oh my goodness. Nana Nikki's getting more than she expected.
It's a peak show now.
Poor Nana Nikki. She got Twin Peaks in her face.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Straney, and now Damien Leith.
All right, guys, down to business. All right?
And
I'm saying guys, all right, as in the two of you.
Why? What?
Because a while ago, in fact, 1 week ago, I happened to leave the studio a little bit early, and you guys were preparing the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
I like the podcast intro.
The podcast intro.
We do it every day.
And you did it in my absence, and during that time, you kind of had a go at me, all right?
Yes.
Check this out. This is what these guys did to me. You ready?
Can you do me your best impression of Damien?
Hello, I'm Damien Leith.
<That's terrible.
laughs> I'm Damien Leith. Oh. And then when I get excited, my voice goes higher.
That's
really, really, really bad Irish accent.
Hello.
Hello. He's come from
Mykonos.
Exactly. Well, all right. So Damien, the new member of our team,
can you
has
do it?
Been.
You're really good at accents.
Do the Damien
crap,
one.
Yeah.
He'll go. Hello, it's Damien Leith. Hi, it's Jade Straney, and I'm Damien Leith. Hi. You're on Wave FM. Have I told you about Mummy? You know he calls his mummy every day.
Yeah, no.
What
okay,
a stitch
okay.
up.
Okay.
So we were like, this is a great opportunity. Yeah. There's a lot of fun in the podcast intro.
There's a lot of elements of that well, first of all, the impersonations, both, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give you both a 5 out of 10. Not bad.
Oh, wow. 5 out of 10.
I'm surprised I got that.
Did you hear Jade's impression?
Yeah.
Hello, my mammy.
All right, she lost it at the end. But the thing that really stuck out to me was, Strainy, yeah, you had a go at my mam.
Well, I said
my mam. I don't say mammy. Yeah. All right, mammy, my mam.
You do call your mammy. You call your mammy every day.
No, I call my mam every single day. Now, my mam thought that you were kind of having a go at both
she listened.
Her and her son. She listened to the podcast.
Oh, God.
And no, she did.
Yeah, because I think that morning you were late because you were talking to your mum on the phone. You're freaking out and you're like getting stuck. Mum, stop calling him on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, my mam's got a message for you guys.
Oh, no.
This is Damien's mum, not to be confused with mummy, in Ireland. Strainy and Jade, I listen to your podcast and I'm not amused. Bye.
Oh, I am not amused. That's what she just said.
She legitimately
She's angry. Yeah.
She sounds angry.
And I'm not amused.
Wow.
I'm not amused. I mean, she didn't find it in the least bit funny. So there you go.
You know, you're in big trouble. Not when your parents yell, when they get really quiet.
Mm.
That's it. That's what mam does.
Sorry, Mama Leith.
Oh, you're apologizing.
I'm sorry for picking on your son.
She backed down very fast. she is not
amused. I'm not amused.
Don't worry, Mammy Leith. That's the least of your dramas. I know your son well.
I'm telling you guys right now, she listens every single day. If you push her too far, she'll be on a plane over here. All right, she's
thank God for lockdown.
Wave FM's Jade and Strainy. Now with Damien Leith. Oh,
hello. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Hey, but this morning we're talking sports you weren't allowed to play as a kid. Damien, you weren't allowed to play.
There was concern about me playing soccer because, look, I was never a team player, all right? So
not a team player now either, Jade, is he?
put me in a team and I was, you know, I'm a loose cannon. That's what happens.
You're worried about Kiki. She wants to do contortionist stuff. She's trying to do it at home and you're worried about her hurting herself.
She bends her legs back and everything. I worry about that sort of thing. Absolutely.
I wasn't allowed to play football growing up because girls weren't allowed to, sadly.
Well, we're taking your calls, Illawarra, 4275195. We're going to reminisce. Sports you weren't allowed to play as a kid.
All right, Judy from Albion Park, what about you? What were you not allowed to play?
Well, I wasn't allowed to join a swimming club and do swimming training.
Why not?
Because apparently girls who did swimming training got big shoulders and that was ugly, and my father would not allow me to have ugly big shoulders.
Wow.
Right. I just thought it was because you couldn't swim. No, you can't go to swim practice.
Swim. I just wanted to swim faster and better.
Yeah.
And all the famous swimmers had big shoulders and that was ugly.
There was something that was really good looking about them though. Like you look at Joanna Griggs and I look at her and go, she's a really fit, good looking woman. Liesl Jones, you know, like she's a really fit, good-looking woman. Really big shoulders.
Yeah,
only broad so they can get themselves through the water.
Yeah, well,
you've got it.
Who's trying to do blood of butterfly? It's hard to say. It's even harder to do. Janelle from Haywards Bay, what sport weren't you allowed to play as a kid?
Like you, I wasn't allowed to play sport because I was a girl.
Oh.
But my brother was allowed to play sport and I just followed him around.
So
but,
what sports? What sports weren't you allowed to play?
Any. I was allowed to do physio, so I did physical culture, so that was very good. I wasn't allowed to play sport, but sport was for boys.
Oh,
wow. Was that your parents?
I grew up in the 70s.
The old back in the day, back in my day.
You can play physical culture because it's good for your posture. And anything else,
I'll tell you, I should have done physical culture because I've got terrible posture.
And you look good in a leotard as well.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much. 4275195 is our number here at Wave.
Rob there in Tellenbar, what were you not allowed to play?
Oh, my parents, I always wanted to do a martial art, and my parents never really let me, and it wasn't right up until I turned 18 and I started when I was 18. And even then, they still extremely disapproved of what I was doing.
Wow.
And, still doing it. But what was a game changer was I entered a tournament, and my parents come to watch. And I had to fight this guy. I was like Hulk Hogan. He was huge. Never thought I'd beat him. And I could hear my dad cheering me on over the top of everyone.
Oh, how good.
And from then on, it was different. I was like, wow, this is what it took to really, you know, change their mind about what I was doing. So,
isn't that awesome?
I was really glad I stuck with it.
Good. Good on you, Rob.
And your dad probably watched you and went, oh, he can fight. It better be nice to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, yeah, we've got one last call. We're going to try and squeeze him in right now in Coromel. Jenny, what sport weren't you allowed to play?
Soccer.
Why not?
It's a boys' sport.
Again?
Yeah.
Wow, different times, different crimes.
Yeah. Aren't we lucky, though, as parents nowadays in 2020, like Addison loves to play soccer, loves playing and kicking the ball around with a brother. And now, Damien, your girls can do whatever you want. It's 2020. The girls and boys can do whatever they want
nowadays.
Which is great.
Some of my friends' sons are really good dancers. Like some of them are in the academy for dancing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah. That's it.
Same deal for them. In the 70s, would not have been allowed to.
That's right. That's a girls' thing to do.
Yeah.
But now it's just wonderful that we can let our kids do whatever they want. Well, to a certain extent. Not like Kiki's heel on the forehead.
Circus monoxide, my friend. Give me a call.
Circus monoxide. Okay, it's on the list. All right,
absolutely.
It.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jade and Straney, now with Damien Lee. Hello.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5. Lap of the Lake.
With Car Brothers Motorcycles Yellow.
Okay, so it was around about 3 weeks ago that Jade and Damien had a Monday off together. I thought at that point I'd give my mate Braden Carr from Carr Brothers a buzz because he had a bike to give away. We didn't know how we were going to give it away.
Mm.
Yeah, so the whole plan sort of, well, it unravelled as we went. But I had the idea that you guys would race each other. I've come up with an idea, Braden.
What's that, Straney?
If it's all right by you, do you reckon that we could get Jade and Damien to do a lap of the lake? First one back is the winner. We'll see how competitive they really become, mate. What do you reckon?
Mate, I think we've got a race on our hands, to be honest.
Yeah. I love that. We've got a race in our hands.
No thought gone into that whatsoever. It's just like, oh, they're not here today. I'll just get them to do something then.
Exactly.
They haven't agreed to do.
Can they even ride a bike? Well, we established that we needed help, and so luckily we had the Carr Brothers involved. And there are other things we need to iron out too, like who was going to go which direction.
You're both going to end up getting the same amount of traffic lights. What it's going to come down to is an epic amount of luck.
Hang on.
Here we go. It is ahead.
We're going south.
Oh, you're changing it up.
Well, Mitchell just said south. He's the expert.
We're going south, Damien.
Yeah, and of course, you know, you started off by calling it a race. Race is not a good term because it's not allowed on the roads. And we found that out pretty fast, didn't we?
Yeah, mate, I'm hearing that you're organising a street race on our roads.
No.
What we're prepared to do, mate, we can send a couple of police bikes down on the day and give you a bit of an escort round the lake and get involved in the day for you.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem at all, mate.
See, luckily, I thought the cops were going to shut us down when you said that you got a call from them.
Absolutely, so did I.
They came on board and helped us.
Oh, no, we had a police escort.
Yeah,
it's Saturday at Carr Brothers at Yellow. There was a massive crowd there. Everyone is so excited because we had our own pit crews and someone in our pit crew was going to win the motorbike.
Yep.
But before that, we had to determine which pit crew that was, and we had the big lap of the lake. Straney, you were my stig because Dr. Heff said, I don't think you should race, so you had your white suit on.
He did. And you got a few laughs around around the Illawarra, which I didn't really appreciate. I mean, Braden's not a little man, and neither am I. So it was two very large men, one holding handlebars, the other one holding the man holding the handlebars.
There was a moment during the race where we actually crossed paths, and I couldn't miss you guys because it looked like the circus had arrived.
These
two clowns on a little bike.
Well, like shut up.
The bear in the white suit on the back. It was very funny, but I've got to say, it was a nail-biting 40 minutes for all of us back at the Carr Brothers. Woo! And the end.
Oh, I've got to say, we were watching it. It was on Facebook Live, and it was literally down to the wire. The guys were seconds apart, but the team over the finish line first was Team Damien!
It was close. It was close. But you know what? Oh, geez, missed myself. We were taking those turns like it was going out of fashion. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you had some moments.
We had moments.
You both made it back in one piece, which is the main thing. And we look forward to finding out very, very soon who is going to take home that brand new motorbike from Car Brothers.
I can't believe how close it was. You guys could see each other as you were coming back into Car Brothers.
Neck and neck.
It was like one of the guys was actually telling us that Damien got in 42 minutes and 3 seconds and I got in 43 minutes and 2 seconds. We literally could see
each
other.
We could all see each other. Yeah. And it was like, who's just going to get there first?
And
that's all it was.
It was so good. Because somebody wanted to win that motorbike and somebody did.
Myself and Mitch, we won the race, but I tell you what, the person who won the incredible motorbike is standing right beside me, Danielle Smoke Flats. Danielle, how are you feeling?
Oh, so excited. Very, very thankful. Thank you.
So are you riding home this afternoon or are you going to put it in the car?
Oh, I might give it a crack. To the house. We'll get it home, actually.
That's all right. Details. Nathan is, the bike stopped in your square and you have now the proud owner of a brand new motorbike, helmet and all the other gear from Car Brothers worth $5,000.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
Did you think when you woke up this morning, hey, I'm going to win a motorbike?
Not at all. No.
Well, there you go.
You just got to go get your bike license now. Do you get on the road bike a kick?
Yep. Look into that. Definitely.
Look, Chris, it's been an absolutely awesome morning down here at Car Brothers. Car Brothers have so many incredible bikes here. Anything that's on wheels that you can ride anywhere, these guys have it covered. A lot of fun. It's great to see everybody who turned out. And, Danielle, there can only be one winner, and she is the winner of a brand spanking new motorbike.
How about that? The CF Moto 150 NX from Car Brothers was just amazing.
She
the package worth $5,000.
What a brilliant prize.
Thank
really
you to everyone involved because it was such a... Everyone had a great time, even those that didn't get to win the bike.
Yeah.
So big thanks to Car Brothers
and
Mitchell Braden, of course, Mama Lynn too, and everyone else that was there.
Dad was involved.
Oh, yeah. They're lovely.
Great family business.
They are.
Also
so nice.
To the cops, Humphreys, who I'm calling Humphreys B. Bear from now on. He's from Wollongong Area Command. And then we had J.J. Abrams. Not really his real name. But J.J. was he was one of the bike cops. He was your bike cop from down Narrow Way as well.
He knew what he was doing.
We had everybody involved. Sergeant Park from Lake Illawarra Police. It was just great to have everybody involved. And well done once again to Danielle from Oak Flats.
And there's a really cool video Lydia's working on at the moment. So we'll get that up on Facey hopefully later today so you can check out the race in real time.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.